Jersey TV.
Well, that was rough. Doctor's appointment today. It's like my entire life has changed. It's like I'm forced now to deal with all this. I met a surgeon today in Weston, Florida. Cleveland Clinic in Weston, Florida. He was a decent guy, really. He could listen, and he listened to me. He was able to listen. That they were not able to listen in Boca. So I appreciated this guy. But, you know, I have a serious issues here, of course, you know, and just got to do a couple more scans to make sure where everything is. But, and of course, he said, quote, there's only three ways to get rid of cancer. Of course, the Holy Trinity, chemo, radiation, and immunotherapy. And I told him that, well, there are more ways, you know, but I got to admit, I came out of there thinking I might have to do some of the radiation because it's just going to keep coming back. I've got myself a real problem. Okay. I was talking to Maria and we had a little chat in the house and it was a downer, man. Let's put it that way. Because he opened my bandage, said, oh, that kind of thing. As I knew he would. So, he doesn't exactly know. He said, it appears to be outside, but I don't know how much is going inside. You know, it's a very delicate area. And so he doesn't really know for sure how much is involved. But, and at one point even said, if you don't, and he said it in a nice way, if you can believe this. It's like, well, if you're not willing to, you know, fight this and do the radiation at the end of this, then I can't operate on you. I let that sink in. Maria went to the bathroom, and while she was gone, I said, were you serious about that? When you said, if I'm not willing to do the radiation, that you won't even operate on me. He kind of backed off a little bit. He goes, well, I mean, if you want to get rid of the hole and clean up your skin and everything, yeah, I'll do that for you. But, you know, like, I really want you to fight this, and I'll only do it if you're willing to fight it. I said, I am. I am willing to fight it. I said, I don't like the immunology stuff. It transforms your body permanently. You know, and then this is what I was wondering when I got home. I'm just going to talk about this for a little bit, and then I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes. Talk about this life a little bit, okay? But just get through this with me. I'm having a rough time right now. I shouldn't even be making a show. How many times have I said that? But anyway, I might make him an offer. I think this guy you could pitch. You could pitch a deal. I'm thinking about pitching him a deal. You know, you gotta wait 2 weeks after surgery to start their crap anyway. So I'm thinking, give me 3 weeks. Give me 3 weeks. You know, like the Leonard Skinner song, give me 3 steps. You know, give me 3 weeks. Let me do my thing. And then check me again and see if anything has come back. What? I don't understand. I mean, I really am seriously asking. And I'm going to ask this to him. The deal is on Friday, he's going to get together with his buddies and they're all going to talk about me. And then he's going to call me with their plan. What do you think their plan is going to be? It's not going to be methylene blue. You know, it's not going to be apricot seeds. It's not going to be curcumin. I guarantee you that. Yeah, Martin, we all got together and decided that if you ate 10 apricot seeds a day, took 4 tablespoons of curcumin, took some methylene blue, and then use your little red light lamp at 660 nanometers, and kept drinking your mushroom tea, we think that's going to do it. we think what you were missing before, Martin, was the, oh, and the ivermectin and the fenbendazole. That's what you were missing, Martin. We talked about me and my buds, and we decided that if you add that to your regimen, then we're confident. Yeah, no, that's not what they're going to say. So as the patient, I have to take care of myself. But at the same time, I don't want to die. So it's a tricky situation. You see how it's very tricky. I don't want to injure my body. I'm just wondering, this is just me. Tell me if you think this sounds crazy. It's like, okay, let's say I try my way, okay? For one thing, why can't they just like check? Why do they assume that right after surgery they have to do bang, 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 everything? Like, blah, 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 blah. Why not do a little bit of something instead of 35 freaking radiation treatments? I told them I'm worried about my voice. I make my living with my voice talking. You should be all right. I said, it's the word should that bothers me, Dr. Jones. The word should. The word should bothers me a lot. So I'm getting a plan in my head, talking to my wife too. She's in, oh God, thank God for her. She was there, you know, with me, of course, going through all this, but, except when she went to the bathroom, then I talked to him about a little bit about, my misgivings, a little more about him, but, sorry. I shouldn't even be making a show. How many people are watching me right now? This is a little embarrassing. Probably. Just hanging out with you here. Like, why can't they just check it now and then and see if it's coming back? I mean, he said if you just don't do anything after the surgery, it's gonna come back. Because he said, I can't be sure of getting everything. At least he had admitted that because it's scattered a little bit. So he said, I can't be sure. And I can't even be sure that doctor who did the first surgery got everything. He can't be sure. Well, of course he's not sure. That's why he recommended radiation. They're covering their asses. A lot of it is covering their asses, I have to say to you. I mean, it has to be that. They don't want lawsuits. They tell a guy, just take some curcumin and 10 apricot seeds a day. No, they have to cover their asses, okay? I understand that. Give me 3 steps. Give me 3 weeks. Let me, and then check me out again and see, you know? And if I need radiation treatments, if you think radiation will work, okay, let's do 5 treatments instead of 35. And then see what happens. There's no way I'm doing all 3 of their nasties. And the immunology sounds like anything that's permanent, like that's known to be permanent, that's known to be permanent. And he admitted that, you know, chemo is the nasty one. Well, I'm not going to be doing that, sir. Anyway, it's something I'm saddled with now. I got to get my mind right. So we're going to get into the scriptures now. We're going to talk about something properly depressing, okay? And that is Ecclesiastes. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12. Oh, by the way, you know, it's probably going to be 2 or 3 weeks before I can have the surgery. I said, I'm not going to die in 3 weeks. And he goes, no. I thought he was going to say, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. No, no. Okay, good. I myself, the assembler, this is what Solomon calls himself because he assembled wisdom from all different places in his mind, I guess. He picked up bits of wisdom from here and there. He called himself the assembler. I think that's what he called himself. Phil Scranton once called me the assembler because of this. He goes, Martins, you're like Solomon. I said, yeah, I'm the smartest guy in the world. He goes, no, I mean, you assemble things like you put pieces together. Oh, it's a great compliment. I myself, the assembler, came to be king over Israel and Jerusalem. By the way, I'm making this show on, I don't know what day this is. I'm making it in the evening before you're watching it, whatever the hell day this is. I myself, the assembler, came to be king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my heart to inquiring and exploring by wisdom concerning all that is done under the heavens. And it is an experience of evil. Elohim, or God, if you will. God has given the sons of humanity to humble them by it. Yet we're all humbled, properly humbled from the experience of evil. Evil means breaking, right? I got these squamous cell carcinoma cells breaking my skin, and they'll keep going. They'll eat me alive if I don't do anything about it. They're insidious bastards. I hate them. Cells start going crazy and start multiplying in weird ways. Nobody knows for sure how it started. It's just going to start eating you. It's like, oh, thank you, God. All is of God. And then I read this. It's an experience of evil. God has given the sons of humanity to humble them. But I thought I was already pretty humble. But I guess not. Okay. But listen to this. See, God did two experiments with two people in the Old Testament. Job and Solomon. He gave Job these terrible experiences of illness and boils, and his family died, and he just had a rough go. But he survived it, and in the end he says, I had heard about God, now I see him. And it's like, so he had a greater experience of God. He did an opposite experiment with Solomon. He gave Solomon riches and wealth and all the wisdom. He gave him wives and concubines and lots of wine and lots of camels. Gotta have the camels. And just made him wealthy beyond anyone's wildest imagination. He gave him gold. And none of it satisfied him. This is so interesting that all the wealth in the world did not satisfy Solomon. And all the evil in the world did not destroy Job. Who was more destroyed in the end? I really think Solomon was more destroyed in the end. Because listen to this. Job recovered. God gave Job, you know, much more than he had before. Don't see how he really restored his original children to him. I would have pressed God on that one. Like, yeah, you really didn't exactly make it up to me. Why don't you raise my kids from the dead? So Solomon, after saying that God gives, is an experience of evil, Elohim, God, that is, has given to the sons of humanity to humble them by it. He says this in verse 14, I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun. It's the same sun we're sitting under, same sun. I'm sorry if you're in Michigan and Ohio, you haven't seen the sun, but it's here. Okay, I saw it today. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and behold, the whole is vanity. In this case, vanity meaning useless, empty, and grazing on wind. Grazing, like cows do. They graze, they pull up that grass. You ever get real close to a cow pulling up grass? They just pull up that greenery and just jump on. But grazing on wind is you're looking for food, you're looking for satisfaction, you're trying to eat something out of the wind, and it's just air, and you're not getting any satisfaction. And he calls all these attempts to try to find happiness in this world. Calls it grazing on wind. What an analogy, what a picturesque analogy. This guy's a poet. It's all grazing on wind. What is distorted cannot be set in order. Oh, thanks, Solomon. And what is lacking cannot be counted. Oh, well, that's true. What is lacking cannot be counted. So many things lacking. Oh, my God, we're lacking. We're lacking in so many things, and you can't even count. This is a very negative way to look at things, but it's a bit realistic. What is distorted cannot be set in order. That's pretty pessimistic. If your TV is distorted, there's a knob in the back, Solomon. You can turn it, and what is distorted can be set in order, actually. That's a little negative there, son. What is lacking cannot be counted. That's so true. I spoke with my heart, saying, behold, I have grown great and have added in wisdom over all who were over Jerusalem before me. My heart has seen much of wisdom and knowledge. This surgery, by the way, this is going to really be like, it's no small deal. It's like close to my chin. It's close to my, there's a lot of important things here. So it's anyway. Okay. Let's go on. How do you forget this, what I'm going through? I'd like to forget. I guess I do. I go to YouTube and lose myself in YouTube. That's nice. Take a walk with my wife. That's nice. You know, go to bed and sleep. That's nice. As soon as I'm done with these antibiotics, I'm going to hit the booze. Damn right. Oh, I'm going to hit the booze. Whew, that's going to be nice. Yes, I am. Let's see, what does Solomon say? Behold the deeds, crazy on wind, strong, yet behold, I've grown great and have added wisdom over all who were over Jerusalem before me. My heart has seen much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied my heart to know wisdom as well as to know about raving and frivolity. That was his specialty, raving and frivolity. I realized that even this, it is grazing on wind. Nothing to bite down on. Solomon experimented with all these pleasures. For in much wisdom, this is what he learned. You ready for this? In much wisdom, I think you will agree with this. In much wisdom is much vexation. The more you know, the more you're agitated because you become dissatisfied with the world. This is so true. In much wisdom is much vexation. Ignorance is bliss. Seriously. And he who adds knowledge adds pain. It doesn't mean we shouldn't want to be knowledgeable. It doesn't mean we shouldn't attempt to become wise in the things of God. But the wiser you become and the more you know, the more you're vexed and the more pain is added to your life. Because then you see how really vapid and empty the world is. When you're one of the empty people, if you're one of the dumb people, if you're one of the people driving around like crazy and eating a bunch of junk food and just, you know, sitting around watching TV all day, then, you know, you're happy-go-lucky. But if you attempt to live right and live wisely and gain knowledge, then it hurts to see the state of the world. It hurts to see that we are an oblate spheroid bent out of shape by the weight of idiots. Here we go next. No shape of the earth comments, please. Please, I beg you, be kind to the ill man. No comments on the oblate spheroid. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you. If you have any respect for me and love for me, and if you really care for me and want me to be happy, please, no comments on the shape of the earth. Please, I beg you, thank you. Thank you for respecting my wishes. Even this is grazing on wind. What? To know about raving and frivolity. So if you're going to go the wisdom and knowledge route, you're going to go that route, then there's much vexation and pain. If you're going to go the raving and frivolity route, it's empty. There's nothing to be had by it. You can't sink your teeth into it. Chapter 2, I said in my heart, do come then, let me probe you with rejoicing. Talking to his heart. And get ready, heart. I'm gonna hit you hard. Now look at what is good, but behold, even this was vanity. He looked at everything that was good. Probed his heart with rejoicing. Tried to be happy all the time. Mirth, I said, is a raving and rejoicing. What then is it achieving? I explored within my heart by stimulating my flesh with wine. I'm gonna try this too. Let's see if it works. Let's see what Solomon says about it. This is my plan. Once I get off the antibiotics, I explore within my heart by stimulating my flesh with wine. Yeah, this is my plan. While my heart was leading with wisdom. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to lose my wisdom. And by getting hold on frivolity. Yeah, that's what I'm going to shoot for this. Until I should see just where good may be for the sons of humanity. Yeah, I'm going to try this. And what they do under the heavens during the number of days in their lives. I made great things as my works. Okay, I could do that while drinking wine. I built houses for myself. I can't build anything. I can glue sticks together. I planted vineyards for myself. Now I'm going to drink the product of the vineyards other people planted. I made gardens and parks for myself. Whatever turns you on. I planted in them trees of every fruit. I made reservoirs of water for myself. I can't see Solomon in his royal robes literally digging trenches and doing this. He must have had his servants doing this to irrigate for them the sprouting grove of leaves. I acquired men servants and maid servants. Well, Maria's not going to go for that. And any sons born in the household became mine. Oh, mine. That's on the scripture I'm reading. That's verse 7, chapter 2, Ecclesiastes. Moreover, abundant cattle, herds, and flocks became mine. What happened to the wine? Is he still drinking wine while all this is going on? More than all who were over Jerusalem before me, I collected silver and gold for myself. Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't quite afford that. The valuable treasures of kings and provinces. I've talked to kings and provinces. They won't give me anything. I provided male singers and female singers for myself. Okay, well, I do that on YouTube. Whatever band I want, whatever male singers, like, you know, Genesis or Rush, male singers, I put them on. Female singers, you know, Lady Gaga or Karen Carpenter, I'll put them on. And with the rich delights of the sons of humanity, a wine waiter and wine waitresses. Now we're talking. I don't want to pour the wine myself. Jeez, I'll talk to Maria about this, see if we can get a wine waiter and a wine waitress. A wine waiter for her and a wine waitress for me. As I grew greater and added more than anyone who was over Jerusalem before me, indeed my wisdom has stayed with me. This is sounding good so far. All that my eyes asked for, I did not deny to them. Wow, I knew the eyes were good. I knew there was nothing wrong with the eyes. At least I could see. It could be worse, right? I could see, I could smell it. I can taste for now. I can taste until they radiate me. Then I might lose my taste and my saliva and my tongue. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. You know, can't they creep up on this thing? Why do we have to do it all at once? Can't we do it gradually? Why? Why? I have a good idea. Probably nobody's ever thought of it. And the reason I think that is because, again, in every office, they have the jar of tongue depressors, a jar of Q-tips, a jar of cotton balls. Nobody's thought of anything new. I have a new idea. Instead of hitting me with everything you've got all at once, why don't we do this in increments? Why don't we do 5 radiation treatments instead of 35? That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? And see what happens. See what happens. But give me 3 weeks to try my thing and then see what happens after a month. Test me. We don't see any of that crap back. Okay, well, let's go for another 3 weeks. Let's go for another month. How about that? And if we see something, get rid of it right. Okay, now hit it with the radiation. This is the Zender method. Okay, it works with the system, right? Okay, I'm not completely trashing the system. But just, you know, I'm trying to think outside of the box. I wonder if these people think outside the box. No, they don't. I know they don't. I'm trying to think outside the box, thinking something new, right? Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun except this. What I'm telling you is completely new under the sun. I did not withhold my heart from any rejoicing. All that my eyes asked for, I did not deny them. For my heart had rejoiced from all my toil. And this itself was my portion from all my toil. Yet, oh no, what's this? Verse 11, yet, when I faced all my deeds that my hands had done, and the toil that I had toiled in doing them. What about the waitresses? Are they still here? The singers. And the wine. What's happening here? When I faced all my deeds that my hands had done, and the toil that I had toiled in doing them, behold, the whole was vanity and grazing on wind. And there was nothing of advantage under the sun. My God, this is depressing. But it's true. God. Behold, the whole was vanity and grazing on wind, biting on nothing, no sustenance in the wind. And there was nothing of advantage under the sun. Here's another experiment. Then, verse 12, then I turned around to see wisdom compared with raving and frivolity. So he's comparing sitting in a chair, reading a book and becoming wiser. And he's comparing that to calling in his waiters and waitresses and drinking more wine. Comparing it, yeah. For what will the man who comes after the king do beyond what others have already done? I don't even try something new. What do you mean? Verse 13, and I saw there is more advantage for wisdom than for frivolity. Damn it, I knew he was going to say that. Just as there is more advantage for light than for darkness. Okay. The wise man uses his eyes and his head while the stupid man walks in the darkness. Yet I realized indeed that one destiny befalls them all. Oh, you still get a downer by the end of this. One destiny befalls them all. So I said in my heart, since the destiny of the stupid man is also mine, and it shall befall me, to what advantage then have I been wise? Hence I spoke in my heart, this too is vanity. It's very sad. My God. You know, it makes me think like we need a rescue. It makes me think like this system is not designed to make us happy. Because when you try to be happy, you're never satisfied. And then when you think you're getting nothing but evil, you know, God, you survive somehow and you learn something. And like my wife and I become stronger together and something good happens to that. With that, I mean, it's true. You know, everybody goes to the same place except, you know, those of us in the body of Christ who will survive to the snatching away very, very soon. That's another thing I have to take into consideration with these treatments anyway. That's another story, isn't it? So, would you rather be Job or Solomon? Boy, you know what? Actually, that's a tougher question than I expected.